You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It's January 30th, 2025. I can't even hardly believe this, but 1 month is gone, just like that. It's been going by, it went by pretty fast, probably mostly because Donnie Diaper Rash in the White House doing crazy shit every day and, you know, as he prepares to install an authoritarian dictatorship in the United States of America. But besides that, hey, everything's great. Before we get started, we have a couple of sponsors. First and foremost, of course, is LustyAge.com, where you can find all of your product, your intimate needs, shall we say. Discreetly, I don't know why I'm being intimate on a show like this, but it's, you know, all your dildos and vibrators and pocket pussies and all that stuff. All right there at LustyAge.com. So go ahead and check that out. You can use Sam promo code SAMFWA for 10% off. And also, new sponsor, TheBlowers.com. I get questions all the time from people asking me, like, how do I find a cocksucker? Or, you know, how can I suck dick? You know, TheBlowers.com is a way to do this. It's basically just a hookup app. It's well, it's not really an app. It's a website app-based app, but it's just, you want to suck dick? You want to get your dick sucked? That's how you do it. It's basically an online glory hole, you know? So just go on that site and make a profile. I've got a profile in there. And just start sucking dick or getting your dick sucked. I mean, it's not that hard, you know? So I recommend it highly. It's the app that everybody's been wanting, you know, ever since Craigslist went down. This is basically that, you know, so just go there. You'll love it. And there's no promo code, of course. If you want to use at Hierarchy PCast, that links to my account there. But anyway, today I want to talk about the practical ways for straight alphas to own faggots. I'm talking about this today because I have at least two straight alphas who are preparing to take ownership, like live in ownership of faggots. And they're excited about it. You know, obviously they're excited about having an in-house cocksucker, of course, but you know, just the worship, you know, the daily worship is something that they're looking forward to. I mean, I think you know, I've talked about this on the show before. It's perfectly natural for a straight alpha to own faggots. I firmly believe that straight men have the same wire, straight alphas, I should say, have the same wiring as gay alphas in terms of faggot ownership. I think straight alphas understand hierarchy, and they understand their role in hierarchy and what faggots do in hierarchy and why they exist in hierarchy. So they do understand what it means to take charge of this person who is serving, you know. It's just pure service, you know. It's not a relationship. It's not love. It's just pure service. And straight alphas like to be served and worshipped. You know, they do. And so nowadays, thanks to the internet, sites like mine and other sites and whatnot, straight alphas are starting to realize, hey, I can have the best of all worlds, and it's perfectly fine. You know, it doesn't make me gay. And indeed, the two alphas I'm talking about in particular, one is already sort of taking, has taken that faggot and made it his own, live in faggot. And the other one is preparing. I think the faggot's supposed to be moving in within the next week or so. So, and so the one that's still waiting for his faggot to move in keeps writing to me and saying how excited he is to be able to own his own live-in faggot, but he's nervous, you know, and that's understandable, and I really appreciate that alpha in particular. He's an alpha. I think he's in his 30s, somewhere mid-30s, mid to late 30s, and I really appreciate that alpha, you know, opening up that way, and telling me, talking to me about his nerves and whatnot, you know. So it's funny because, like, faggots are always like, I'm so scared to serve an alpha. Alphas feel anxious too, you know, so they're human beings. They're not, even though we treat them as gods and we treat them with great respect, they're still men, they're still human, and they still have feelings like that. So it's good for faggots to remember that. But it's a big step, all right? And it's not just a big step in terms of just physical space, you know, having a faggot in your space, or being, you know, on call 24/7 or whatever. Those are, you know, certainly factors, but it's the perception, you know. How do you, as a straight alpha, have a live-in faggot and integrate it in your life so that, you know, so that people understand that this doesn't make you gay or doesn't change anything about who you are, you know what I'm saying, other than you're more powerful than people thought you were. Now, the straight alphas that owned me, where I was a live-in faggot for them, most of the time they passed me off as like their roommate, the people who did not know what I was, or, and they weren't really that open with my relationship with them. You know, it wasn't like, hey, here's my faggot. Now, there were some times when that did happen, you know, and, you know, I was the butt of jokes when that happened, you know, at the time when I was owned by these alphas, and we're talking about Midwest alphas, okay? Midwest straight alphas, where they're in the closet, you know, to some degree in terms of not being gay, but I mean, they're in the closet in terms of hiding the fact that they're owning a faggot. You see what I'm saying? So, and I mean, I would have liked for it to have been more open, you know, but I never ever pushed it, you know, because, you know, why would I, you know, I was happy enough just to be able to be there living with my master, whichever master it was, and just serving, you know. So, but nowadays there are ways to be more open about it because it's becoming more known, you know. And I have certainly covered quite a few extraordinary situations of straight alphas who took ownership of live-in faggots. Probably most notably was when Masters Nick and Matt and Jin in Toronto, Canada, there was a fourth one eventually, but the three primary alphas, straight alphas in Toronto University, who all owned at least one live-in faggot. At one time, Master Nick had four, you know, and Master Matt had four. So, like, it was, you know, there were a lot of faggots around. And they were pretty open about owning faggots. And, you know, the faggots had their own room, and they stayed there, and they took care of the house, the apartment or whatever, and took care of, you know, them sexually. And and they would accompany them to the gym when they worked out and took care of their, you know, just were there. They were like an accessory basically all the time. And they were very open. Those alphas were pretty open about what they were doing with their faggots, that these faggots were serving them. They were, you know, and people, because of who they were alphas, most definitely alphas. Nobody's going to question them. And so they just did what they wanted to do. And that's pretty much these days how things go with this. Straight alphas, if they choose to have a live-in faggot serving them, like a butler or whatever, or, you know, they do that, you know, and people just kind of go along with it, because what are they going to do, you know? Are they going to fight with them over that? But the practical aspect of it is, you know, this can go any which way that the alpha feels most comfortable. I personally think that it's better if you just, some of your close friends, you bring them over and you introduce them to the idea that you own a faggot and have the faggot serve. You know, this is something that has happened multiple times also, where an alpha who has a live-in faggot invites like his good alpha buddy over and has his faggot suck his buddy's dick or whatever, you know, or serves him in some way. And that alpha becomes introduced to the idea of, oh, I can own a faggot and it will serve me. And a lot of times what happens is that new alpha that's introduced to it ends up going and getting a faggot of his own. So that has happened multiple times as well. So I just think that the braver you are, you know, the better off you are. You know, the constant kind of subterfuge about it is, it's kind of counterproductive. If you're gonna own a slave, a fag slave, you should be proud and just say, yeah, I own this faggot. Sorry. But let's get into like the actual ownership. So again, I personally think that it's good for the faggot to have its own room, okay? Even if it's just like a closet or something. Some place that you can put the faggot. So if you are bringing females over to fuck or whatever, the faggot will be put away and out of the way. You know, and you can, of course, tell your faggot to get lost, make itself scarce that night or whatever. Also, if you don't want the faggot in the house. But some masters want the faggot to sleep on the floor at their bedside. I mean, or whatever. It's very, very rare that a straight alpha has a faggot sleeping in bed with him. It almost never happens. And it certainly didn't usually happen with me, other than Master Aaron. He would have me sleep sometimes in bed with him. But, you know, most of the time, the faggot is separated from the master in terms of sleeping arrangements. But there should definitely be some sort of plan, you know, like the master, the straight alpha that owns the live-in faggot should definitely go over these plans with the faggot, make sure the faggot understands its duties, daily duties, things that the straight alpha expects from the faggot every day, you know. Whether that's, you know, morning service of some sort, upon wake up, food, whatever, having clothes arranged or whatever, you know. You know, and those expectations should be laid out ahead of time. and not change willy-nilly. I think consistency and ownership is important. I think the faggot needs to understand that it's in good hands following the orders of its owner. And so that part, I think, is important. Also, and I do think this is important also, well, there are a couple things. The list of chores is one, but putting your faggot in chastity is, I think, a very impactful thing. I think that the straight alpha who owns the faggot should do the locking. It's a symbolic thing here, you know. And I know it's kind of weird to, like, touch the genitals of your faggot to put the cage on it. Maybe you could have the faggot put that on part on, but the locking should happen from the master, you know. But you have to kind of start to think of your faggot's genitals, whatever they are, like dog genitals, okay? Like, sometimes as a dog owner, you've got to manipulate a dog's genitals or whatever, you know. It's not a sexual thing. This is your faggot, you know. So this is your dog, this is your faggot. Think of the faggot like your dog, you know. But I do think that the faggot should be put in chastity if you're going to take ownership of that faggot. And I do think also that, I do highly recommend this, that you do scent training with the faggot. You know, the first month or so, it should be pretty regular, like every few days, every day, whatever, you know. Have the faggot, you know, like deeply sniff your crotch, your armpits, your feet, etc. Because scent training is really, really important. Of course, if the faggot is living in your living space as straight alpha, your scent is in the house already, so that's already kind of working on the faggot's brain. But, like, if you specifically put it on its knees and have it just breathe in your crotch smell, like, you don't have to take your clothes off for this. You know, maybe undo your pants and have it sniff through your underwear or something. But, like, that's a very powerful control thing. I do think that, and like armpit worship and things of that sort, these are elements that the faggot gets accustomed to in terms of control. And that's what faggot ownership really is about, is controlling the faggot. It's sort of like training your dog. Again, we're going with the dog analogy, but, you know, you take a dog to obedience school and you go through training with the dog, and the dog learns commands and it learns motions and whatnot. It learns to read your body language and it obeys you. Well, it's the same with a faggot, you know, and there are certain cues that a faggot should, you know, learn through this kind of training. I definitely think that I do think that faggots should be trained to be on their knees when a man, its owner, comes home, to kiss his feet when he enters the house or whatever. I am a firm believer in that. I always was like that as a live-in faggot. Some straight alphas take it farther than that. Like, every time he enters a room, his faggot must kiss his feet, that kind of thing. But I do think that foot worship is definitely important. It should be definitely a regular feature of ownership, because it's such a simple non-sexual thing, but you have so much control over the faggot when you use your feet as a way to control the faggot and train it. So I definitely think that's important. In terms of piss and cum, I was thinking about this because there was an incident recently involving Master Alpha Aesthetic 8. He has a couple of faggots who are now sort of serving semi-permanently at his new home, his funded home. But Theo, one of his faggots, found a used condom full of cum laying by Master Alpha's aesthetic aide's bed. And he was tempted to, swallow the cum that was in the condom. But he did the right thing and went to his master and said, "Master, you know, I found this." And Master told him to throw it away. Now, that's his right. He doesn't have to give Theo his cum for sure. You know, like, that does not have to happen. But I do think that, that condom full of his cum was the result of him having sex with a female, of course. It's a throwaway item, you know what I'm saying? But it's very powerful as a mind control device. You know, if you're going to throw away your cum, which I don't think Alpha should be throwing away their cum, but if you're going to just throw it away, why not have Theo swallow it? Because that way Theo is receiving the hormones that are in the cum that are from him. So he's imprinting on that. So, straight alphas aren't inclined to give their faggots their cum usually, unless they're using the faggot as a blowjob machine, you know, which is definitely something that happens. But it is certainly going to happen with the two alphas I'm talking about that are taking control of their faggots and having them live with them. In fact, one of them is already using the faggot, the live-in faggot, that way. So, if you're going to throw it away, you might as well use it that way. Piss, you're definitely going to be pissing all the time. And piss also contains hormones that are signal markers for the alpha, the straight alpha. And so, and piss is also a very powerful training method. I mean, pissing on the faggot or making the faggot swallow your piss or whatever is very powerful, and it's always available. You're always taking pisses, right? The straight alphas. And so why not use that occasionally to train your faggot, you know? Sometimes I think straight alphas get a little weird with piss, like, you know, pissing an oatmeal and making the faggot eat piss oatmeal every day or whatever. I mean, some of that gets a little weird, but like, I think, and I don't really think that's, I don't consider it to be proper training. It's just more like abuse. Training involves, it's a communication between a straight alpha and the faggot that he owns. So the action should be deliberate. Every action should be deliberate so that the faggot understands this is how my master feels about this, or this is what my master wants me to learn from this. So pissing on or the faggot or in the faggot's mouth and making it swallow it or whatever, pissing into a glass and making the faggot drink it. These are all deliberate actions that train a faggot's mind. So those are kind of some things I would say are important, you know. Of course, every straight alpha is going to be different about this because, you know, for some straight alphas, you know, even the act of like a faggot seeing his penis is gay. And like, and so they're not going to go as far as some other alphas that are more secure about that stuff. So it's just whatever, you know. But I've heard over the years, I've come across many, many stories that ranged, you know. So it's just really up to each alpha. But these are my suggestions, I would say. So, and for all the naysayers out there that say that this stuff doesn't happen, I'm telling you right now that it does, okay? I have had 9 years of testimonials and real-life examples that I have investigated thoroughly, and I know this stuff happens. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And any straight alphas out there that are thinking about owning a faggot, this is your time, okay? There's never been a better time to take ownership of a live-in faggot or more than one if you wanted to, depending on the size of your house, and having your own butler crew or whatever you want to call it, you know. These faggots exist to worship you and serve you. Why not make use of that? You know, your life will vastly improve. Your power as an alpha will definitely improve. So those are some of my tips for any straight alphas that are out there thinking about owning a faggot. I hope that maybe it inspired you in some way, or maybe inspired someone to, you know, think about maybe fag ownership. It's definitely a thing, and it's definitely growing. The new generation of alphas, straight alphas, are definitely coming on board with this. So I just think it should be something that should be explored. So I will let you go. I appreciate you guys all listening today, and I appreciate all of your the responses across the platform. I appreciate all of it. So I also appreciate your support. If you want to continue to support the website and me and my efforts, of course you can always help me out through Cash App. It's Sam FWA, or on PayPal, hierarchyuniversity@gmail.com. So I appreciate all that. Also Throne. I have a Throne as well. So a Throne for a faggot. What do you know? But anyway. I thank you all for all your help and all your support. And I will let you go. Talk to you later, okay? Love you. Bye.